More than 40 local people carrying placards and singing revolutionary songs marched in Ascot and Mambo high-density suburbs before converging at the local authority's revenue office in Mutapa. The demonstrators, calling for the Gweru City Council to stop the proposed rate increases and a reversal of its decision to refer defaulting ratepayers to debt collectors, also denounced corruption, which they claimed was almost crippling the city. The residents did not name the council administrators allegedly involved in corrupt activities, saying the local authority was not catering for their needs. Chairperson Cornelia Selipiwe of the Gweru Residents and Ratepayers Association told Studio 7, residents are angry that the proposed rate increases of up to about 35% will seriously affect their families as they are living from hand to mouth.
Residents of Gweru are only pleading with the council that, look here, we are failing to pay whatever is there, and you are actually proposing to increase the tariffs by 35%. It's not workable. There's this problem of liquidity crunch. There's no viability money to actually spend. So people are saying, instead of taking us to debt collectors, why don't we sit down and come up with a payment plan?
Selipiwe said it is surprising that council intends to hike rates and tariffs when ratepayers are struggling to pay the current charges. A resident who identified herself only as Miss Wungwe echoed the same sentiments, adding that council owes its workers several months' wages, so the city fathers must understand that times are tough for ordinary people. Another resident, Duanke Nukarume, also complained about the council's position on cutting off water supplies to defaulting ratepayers.
Some of us had our water supply disconnected. Our children no longer use toilets as we have no water. They now relieve themselves anywhere. Even some adults are doing the same. They relieve themselves in the streets or the drains. Human waste is piling up everywhere, and this can cause disease. Council cannot solve the problem of defaulters by cutting off water supplies.
The demonstration is the second this month, after another one that was staged 2 weeks ago by some Koba residents over similar concerns. Selipiwe said most residents who owe council thousands of dollars are willing to enter into payment agreements with the council, but claimed that some council officials are not willing to make such arrangements.
What we are saying is that if they are going to come up with a payment plan that is workable, that is a win-win situation, we'll accept that.
Studio 7 was not able to get a comment from Gweru Mayor Mtendi Kombai, who was said to be busy attending to various issues. But during the demonstration that the residents staged a fortnight ago, Kombai promised that council would meet and adopt a resolution to give defaulting residents an opportunity to make payment arrangements with council rather than refer them to debt collectors. As the country's economy continues to experience problems, most councils in Zimbabwe are finding themselves clashing with residents who are finding it difficult to pay rates and tariffs. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shara.